Chodesh Halavos, Thursday night, Shaar Avodos Elokim, Perek Shlishi. We're going through the reasons that the qualities that make Ha'ora Sichlis superior to Ha'ora Toronis. And we learned three of the qualities, and we're up to number four, which is on the basically the close to the top of that pay test, the third line. The Ofen Aravi, the third quality. And here, really, you know, the first quality was simple. The second one, we had a struggle to understand exactly why it's different than the first. The third, he talked about Chodesh Eivorim and Chodesh Halvavos. The fourth, he almost doesn't say anything. Like, so what is he saying? I think the fourth really captures the essential quality of Ha'ora Sichlis, and really everything else that he says is mista'eif, is really a totsa'ah from the essential quality. And I think the Ofen Haravi here on the third line on that Peites is the essential quality. Shehamishmas habo al yedei Torah, the Ha'ora Toronis, the obedience, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, he kamavo lemishmas habo al yedei haseichel. It's really a stepping stone to what we want to achieve. In other words, this is the essential quality. The Hikagarin has a Ruah Bo'adoma. He's saying a very, very important muscle. He's saying, Ha'ara Sichlis is your relationship with Hashem. How you feel about Hashem, how you stand in relation to Hashem, how you feel towards Hashem, how you act, how you feel, your sense of gratitude, that's Ha'ara Sichlis. How you feel you want to serve Him because of all He does for you. So that's embedded in every person, like a seed is embedded in the ground. In other words, he's saying a very tremendous yesod here, really. He's saying that everybody has it. Everybody has the potential. It's not like you have to develop it. You don't have to develop a relationship with Hashem. Hashem created a person, and the seed, he calls it a seed, planted in the earth. That's Ha'ora Sichlis. Because that's your relationship with Hashem. Every neshama, someone nafshi lelokim lekel choy, every neshama wants to bond with Hashem. That's a seed. Now, he goes on with the mashal. Just like a farmer has to cultivate and do a lot of work to get the seed to grow, so a person has to do a lot of work to get the seed to grow. That work is the Torah. It's really a remarkable statement. We wouldn't take it from anyone else except for the Chodesh Halavos. That the Torah is plowing the earth, fertilizing the earth, cultivating the earth, weeding the earth. What you're doing is you want the seed to flower forth. You want the seed to reach its full potential. So the Torah is the work that you do to get the seed to grow. V'hatorah lo kiflichas adama, like the working of the land, v'avodasa v'tiyuva, watering the land, fertilizing the land. V'ezer habo me'ez Hashem, this is also a remarkable statement, that you need siyata dishmaya. Just like the farmer can do all of his work and nothing, you know, it's not mukhrich that something's going to grow. So he always has to turn to Hashem to make it rain. So v'ha'ezer habo me'ez Hashem hu lo k'geshem hamashka also. U'mashet tatzmiach v'toniv, and what it ultimately grows, hu domeh l'mashet nikshar b'matzpun, what was in his heart, what the seed had as its potential, min ha'mishmas l'Hashem yisalid l'shmo, lo l'tocheles v'lo miyira. Saying a very, very deep thought here. He's saying very deep here. He's saying a person is in this world, and his relationship with Hashem is already, whatever his potential is embedded in him. It's a seed, and he has to make it flower. If you listen to Hashem in the Schar Ba'onesh relationship, in the obedience relationship, and what he calls Ha'ora Toronis, That's not in every person. What Hashem tells you to do, you're going to do. Hashem says, put on tefillin. Okay, I'll put on tefillin. Hashem says, keep Shabbos. Okay, I'll keep Shabbos. That's coming from the outside. The Ha'ara Sichlis, in other words, if we look at every person's neshama as this seed, and he has to have it flower, and it has to have it grow, so it's... So he says, what you have is Ha'ara Sichlis is the seed. That's what has to grow. That's what we're searching for. How do you relate to Hashem? From within you, that you put on tefillin, because Hashem told you to put on tefillin, okay, we wouldn't take this from anybody, just in the Chavis HaLobos. Putting on tefillin because Hashem told you to put on tefillin is watering the seed. But the seed that has to flower and grow is... You know, how do I feel about Hashem? I'm an Eved Hashem. Hashem, I'm aware and I acknowledge that Hashem can do everything and is everything. Right? That's what we say. That's what has to grow. We water it by putting on tefillin. We water our emunah and Hashem as the Borei Olam by keeping Shabbos. This is from the outside work. But the seed is Ha'ara Sichlis. That's what a person is, and that's what we have to have grow. So this, I think, really captures the essence of all the chilukim. All the chilukim are really, I think, just totsa'os of this one. This is the major one. This sums it up. That Ha'ara Sichlis is the person. His relationship with Hashem is embedded in him from birth, from when he's born. It's embedded in his essence, but he has to make it grow. And he says two tremendous yesodos, three in these few lines. He says, first of all, it's a seed, meaning it's there. You don't have to, it's not imposed mehachutz, you're born with it. Every person, or every Jew, at least for sure, is born with this neshama that yearns to establish a relationship with Hashem. But you have to water it. Because of all the things we learned in Perek Beis, it needs a lot of work. So Hashem gave the Torah, as we call it, a stepping stone, but in this Mashal he calls it, this is all your work. And then in a very beautiful, almost parenthetical remark, he says, and Hashem's help is the rain. Because he doesn't have a picture of the farmer watering the seed. He has a picture of the farmer doing all the work, and then you learn Hashem, you say, Hashem, let it rain. Hashem makes it grow. It's a beautiful picture, because what he's saying is you need tremendous siyata dishmaya that it should happen. Because, you know, the cards are a shtickle stacked against you. It's the Musar equivalent, or it's the Chavis HaLovos equivalent of the Gemara in Kiddushin that says, Yitzur Shalodim is Gabarala B'chol Yom, the Moli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezro, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him, then Yochalo, you can't win. So, you know, he just throws that in, that the Ezer Haba Me'ez Hashem is like the rain. So he's saying, without actually saying it, that you must have Hashem's help, more in Kedushin, and that's the rain, and the growth is what we're looking for. Lo L'Tochelos V'lo Me'ira Asher Alel Ezeru HaRishonim Ba'omram Al Tiyu Kavodim HaMisham Shinoz HaRav Al Manas L'Kabal Pras Ela Kavodim HaMisham Shinoz HaRav Shalom Manas L'Kabal Pras V'im Ori Shemayim Aleichem. So it's like he's saying Torah mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are cultivating the seed that has to grow. Every person has the seed. The seed is your relationship with Hashem. Hashem Siyata Deshmaya is the rain. And that's it. That's number four. Okay. Stop here.